It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a genuine question because I saw the money and I just didn't. I don't think about that stuff anymore. Like, one, I assume that this is fair market value because the Browns do not seem to truly overpay for players except for like maybe the most important position, you know. But that's only an overpay because he hasn't been healthy and has played but 11 games. If Deshaun Watson had played 15 games a year, 17 games a year the last 2 years, none of us would give a damn about his contract. That's kind of the way I feel about this. Like, and the thing is, I know that there's a contract out there that's going to piss me off when they don't pay it. Like, if they decide they don't want to pay a guard, Wyatt Teller, $20 million a year, and that leads to him not being in the Browns, I'm not going to be happy about it. I think that's where we should be. If they start walking away from good players because they're not paying them, that's when I think you have the right. Because all I see when I see the JOK thing is that whether it's top of the market, middle of the market, whatever. And by the way, I saw the number and I was like, oh, that's it? Like, because again, the value thing, as you pointed out, is wildly skewed anymore.
I'm just trying to think of like a good example of somebody that the Browns have drafted that could turn out to... Okay, let's say Cedric Tillman has a great year this year.
Yeah.
And a great year next year. I mean, that guy is... I think he may be a three-year contract.
Third round pick, so maybe. I think you have 3 years plus the reserved year, and then
so yeah, I mean, like that's some again, he's got a long way to go, but it's an example. You want to see your guys resign,
yeah, and especially JOK. Can I just tell you? So when I was younger, I don't know if anybody. When I was younger, I really just cared if you were a good player or not. Like I remember, like Marquise Grissom wasn't as good as Kenny Lofton was the year before when he came here in '97. I was not mad to see Marquise Grissom go the next year. That also meant Kenny Lofton came back. But now I've gotten older. I remember Marquise Grissom just being a super dude, and I kind of wish I had like liked him more, like Junkensie Noel. Like, dude, I think 32 games into his career, I think he might be one of my three favorite players. And so JOK, I say that to say, it's not just about what value bring on the field. I just think JOK is cool as hell, man. I think what he does with his heritage on, you know, wearing different African regalia to like his pregame outfit, I think is incredibly cool. I think he's super open about that and about his passion for, you know, the culture that his family came from and I just think that's cool, man. Like, I think that stuff matters so much more to me now as a sports fan, as somebody in the media, to watch that. Dude, even his mustache is cool. You know, I'm out on mustaches, man. I cannot stand mustaches.
I feel like they're back, though.
He's got a Celek mustache. Like, a lot of people want to shoot for Celek, Kyle Manzardo, and fail. JOK's got, he's pulling a mustache off.
Man, there's someone I saw the other day that had an awesome mustache. I can't remember his name. I think it was on somebody the Guardians were playing.
Yeah.
That's who it was. It was a dude for the Cubs.
Okay, now I'm trying to think who it was. Because I initially thought
skinny white dude. Had a good mustache.
You just described half of baseball.
All right, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
but not the mustache.
Really good
part.
Mustache, though. I mean, so I was thinking that might stand out to you.
I don't know why it's not coming up in my head. I was thinking of Andrew Chafin, although that's not necessarily just a mustache. That's a whole beard. That's a whole ass beard right there.
We'll find out.
All right, he's going to get to the bottom of that. I also thought it was good to hear, because JOK didn't just talk about his contract today, and we're gonna talk to Ben Lieber in about 15 minutes about the Browns-Vikings joint practices, the impact of the J.J. McCarthy injury. We're also going to get his thoughts on JOK, as Ben used to play a linebacker in the NFL, but we're also going to hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference. You're going to hear some of that thought, his thought on JOK. Another thing that I really liked today, and this is, I kind of held this from the first segment, was JOK talking about why this Jim Schwartz wide nine.
Patrick Wisdom.
That's a great name, too, by the way. That's a strong mustache. Right. That's not a perf stash. I give him credit. That's a good stash. Jack's second opinion, is that a good...
That's a very solid
stash. That's a solid. It's not JOK good. It's fine. It's not JOK good. Like, that is a...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a 40-year-old cop who's been on the beat for 22 years who is too old for this bleep.
It was so funny. And when I saw... He had that double... Helped them tie it up there in the eighth the other night. I'm like, who is this guy looking like he's 45 years old just playing baseball? Like, that's how dudes looked in the 70s.
Yeah. And honestly, I think baseball should, again, the mustache, very hit or miss. More cheeky facial hair in baseball. We've already fixed the game when it comes to the rules, the rule of play, all that. Give me more goofy facial hair. Give me more Chaffins. Give me more Rod Becks. Give me more Patrick Wisdoms.
Man, more Thurman Munsons.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canton's own. Yeah, man. I like these mustaches in baseball. They're making a comeback.
This is like the most passionate you've been about baseball.
Oh, you got my attention.
It's because it's facial rare. Hair.
It's rare.
All right, now we're going to lose it. We're going to play JOK talking about why this wide nine scheme fits him so well.
Anytime, you know, you have a different scheme, right? It's all about progression. It's all about learning the scheme. But it's also about the relationships that you build with the coach, the relationship that you build with your teammates. So the scheme, I think, that allows me to be myself, per se, right? And it allows me to really tap into the personnel that I believe that I fit into, which is being very diverse, whether it's blitzing off the edge, staying in the middle, being in pass coverage, pass rush, whatever it may be. So I feel like it's a diverse defense and works well with the different personnel.
I've already kind of tipped my hand on this. Do you think year two, JOK, in this wide nine defense, do you think there's still room for him to grow?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Of course. I think players can evolve and adapt. I haven't seen them yet this year. I mean, like, in person, I'm saying, like, guys can get bigger, stronger, faster. They can get skinnier. Like, I think his, you know, Jim Schwartz sort of unleashes what they want to do defensively. Yeah, I think there's definitely room for him to improve. And certainly his role can change.
Yeah, so it's funny you say that, because I think one of the most botched roles in all of football from defensive coordinators are linebacker safety hybrids. And I saw it, in Carolina with Jeremy Chinn. I think you can say this about JOK from his rookie year up until last year.
Mm-hmm.
NFL defensive coordinator, it's the most misutilized position in all of football. There are so many good athletes who are big safeties who should not really be put that much in coverage deep down the field, but the defensive coordinators treat them as like fix-alls. Oh, hey, I've got a bad safety room. Well, now you're a free safety. Oh, hey, I don't have a middle linebacker. Now you're middle linebacker. Or, hey, I need you off the edge. And in reality, if you try and pigeonhole any one of those, especially a guy like JOK or a guy like Jeremy Chinn, who's on his second team now after being like third in the rookie of the year 4 years ago, like, I think NFL defensive coordinators ruin this kind of player. So to see Jim Schwartz in 1 year, give us the best version, the most complete version of JOK, is awe-inspiring. I it's so funny, man. We ascribe so much credit to these football men, and I get it because they deserve it. If you work for 40 years in football and you know hypothetical football, if you know game theory in football, you're smarter than me when it comes to football. I totally get that. Doesn't mean you're more pragmatic than me. And so to see JOK used in a very pragmatic way. And we talked about shooting the gap. I've seen DeQuell Jackson, who was
one of the best.
Maybe the best linebacker I've seen in Cleveland of this last 25 years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We saw DeMario Davis on the ascent. We saw Andre Davis, a lot of Davises. We saw Joe Schobert. We've seen, really, ironically, we haven't seen a lot of good quarterback play. We've actually had a lot of really good linebackers since Jameer Miller. Different.
Now you're going way back.
He's
now
more of an edge, but Wally Rainier. Like, we've seen really good line. I don't know I've ever seen anybody shoot the gaps like JOK. I mean.
No, I mean, the guy's a 4.4 sub 4.4 40-yard dash guy. I mean, he can roll.
And so, like, it's funny, you know, Stefanski and everybody's kind of talked about, well, what wrinkles can you bring to this defense? Now, everybody saw this defense for 17 games. All right, well, how do you tweak it? How do you make it better? And I think at the heart of this is, how do you make it more consistent? I don't know you can get any more dominance out of Myles Garrett. The dude is Thanos. He's not big Thanos. That's a different guy. But he is, like, Myles Garrett is inevitable. I think JOK is one of those guys that year two in a defense, as he gets more comfortable, and maybe you get even more clued into what he does best in this defense, I think that's the kind of guy that can take this defense and help you find a more consistent approach. Or not approach, a more consistent output on defense.
I mean, you have guys at every defense that could be all pro. Not just Pro Bowl, but yeah, like all pro.
Well, and here's the thing. And you still have a guy like MJ Emerson. You still have a guy like Grant Delpit, who's just scratching the surface. You've got a couple young guys. I hate to keep bringing this name up because his name's in the news for the worst reason possible, but Mike Hall Jr. There's a bunch of young guys that could be this year's version of JOK. But JOK could also be this year's version of JOK. 216-474-0092. Do you guys expect JOK to take another leap forward? I think we overutilize the phrase ascending player way too much in football. Ascension is not linear, is my way to put this. I would not be surprised if JOK took another step.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.